I mean, there was a whole other chapter that I referred to when I first heard the part that you said, and it was that, you know, your woman is not a liar. And I hope I'm not jumping ahead. He said that, you know, your woman is not a liar. She speaks emotionally. Sometimes she may say things from an emotional point of view, and she may be saying things in the moment, and it's not necessarily because, you know, this is what she thinks, but this is how she feels at the moment. The next time she says something, it could sound like it's contrary to what she said before. So when I hear what you said, it, for me, it feels like you just need to be more gentle about telling women about their emotional issues. Sometimes the emotions are a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, you know, it's not for you to suggest her to fix it, but for her to be aware of it, you need to let her know about it. Like, this is affecting me in this way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish you wouldn't do that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't make her fix herself. But I think you have to make the woman aware of something that's making you uncomfortable, or making a or putting a strain on a relationship. Because if you don't open your mouth about it, you know, you're just going to just continue dealing with it, and you're going to be unhappy. So I feel like it's just being more gentle about how you bring these subjects up to your woman.
The Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City, sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
Yeah,
I almost forgot I was part of this shit. I'm supposed to be clapping that shit.
Peace. Hey. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast. I'm your boy, Mash, the Spew Guy, Drip Drip. Please hit it, Drip Drip.
Drip Drip.
Gang, appreciate you. And I represent 1/5 of the Sophisticatedly Ratchet tribe. All right, I want to take a second and introduce the remaining cast members. If you don't know who they are, strap in. You're about to get familiar. All right, first and foremost, I want to introduce you to the Wanderer. All right, there's only one of those. All right, you won't find more than, well, let me make sure I say this right. If you got a problem, you call Shay. Mm-hmm. All right, if you need to have something fixed, you call Shay. You know why? Because you shake them down. Shake them down, baby.
Yo, what it do, what it do, what it do. It's your boy Shake. Y'all already know what time it is. Mr. HSD. Mr. AFF, leave the last F silent, or this week you can call the F Foundation.
Okay. You're pointing to housing,
I'm gonna keep
nigga.
It coming. Let's go.
Okay. Holding the fort up.
You heard him. You heard him. All right. And we all know. All right. We're going to go to the second person that I'm going to announce today. You know who it is. All right. You don't have to guess. All right. It's a little frigid in here. It get a little chilly. All right. You know, it's frosty. You know why? Because she's
Christmas
here.
Is coming.
The one and only, the Ice Queen. Talk your shit, Queen.
It's sweater weather. Sweater weather. Sweater. What up, tribe? My it's TJ, season. The Unicorn Gemini, and I bring duality to the podcast. What up, tribe? Happy fall.
Happy fall. Nice. Sweater weather what is upon us, gang. Winter's coming. Winter is coming.
Sweater
weather is coming.
Next, shoulder. You already know where I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? We only have to delay this one. Flash, just hit the button. Just hit the song. Like, just hit the song, bro. Just cue the song, bro.
Start
just
cue the song.
There we go. You know who she is. You know who the fuck she is. Don't you ever zone that shit. Town, baby. Uptown.
Down, baby.
Down, baby.
For the crown, baby. Hey, tribe. Hey, tribe. It's your girl, Mo. You know, I hail from Co-op City, Section 5. Don't ever zone my shit. I represent everything. The Bronx. Okay?
Gang.
Everything
gang.
Bronx.
Okay. Gang. I ain't mad about it.
What's up?
Gang, gang. Can't be.
All right. And last but not least, we got my man. All right. They call him Flash, but he's slow. All right. He out here getting money. But you would
Flash
never know,
slow,
my nigga.
Dang.
Stashing it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's the oxymoron and shit.
I think so. I hope the truth. Not true.
All right. So for those who don't know, Flash actually got his name Flash because he used to take photos, not because he fast. All right, just want to make sure y'all know that this
I used to think he was fast, like when he was fixing like cable and shit. I used to think he was like fast at it, and it was like, "Oh, that's Flash." No,
you know, they all used to think that too, and then they realized when they would come work with me, like, "Oh, you serious? You take your time?" I'm like, "Yes, I do."
Okay, King took your shit.
Yo, I wrote a poem for y'all. I want to read my poem.
Let's read it.
This poem is called Love is Blind. I felt like it was good for this episode.
Read it.
All right. But there's a caveat though. Okay. I'm gonna read it like a URL battle. Okay.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if that's like URL battle.
Like a rap battle. Right? Like
just,
you
listen,
know,
just listen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Love is Blind by Flash the Philosopher.
Ooh, can I be your ad lib nigga? The nigga in the background with who's
typing
the nigga?
Please do.
Okay.
All right. I'm not popular, but that don't mean I'm popping less. I ordered top shelf mimosas. That's gonna make her bottomless.
Bars.
I spent my last check just to get verified. Bitches see my dick, and I know they forever terrified.
Bitches scared.
Tell me a rapper who you don't think I'm better than. Rainy days, but I know nobody ever gave a damn.
That was hard.
Real nigga, all in my DNA. I need an award for fucking. Someone give me my VMA. Flash the Philosopher.
Okay.
Boss. Kill him, my nigga. Kill him.
Yes.
Kill him, my nigga. 3-0, okay, my nigga. 30'd him. He 30'd him. My nigga can't come back from that. Dig him up.
That was good, Flash.
Good job, Flash. I love it.
You dope with the bars. Bars.
Yes, yes.
Bars, Philosopher.
I saw the connections. I saw how you was connecting.
That was your intro, Flash? That was your intro, bro? You're not going to say it was I?
All right, I think I did. I didn't do it. Oh, it's he, it is me, it is I. You already know what it is. Oh, and as far as what I believe, shit, today I believe that change requires growth, okay? But yeah, that's what I'm on.
I dig it. Thank you for that, bro. Thank you for sharing that. Can we all get a moment of snaps for my nigga? Snaps for that poem. That was fantastic, bro.
Well done, King.
Well done.
It was good.
All right, so who wants the honor and privilege of doing today's 2021?
Let's see somebody new who doing it. Me and Mash done it. Flash, you done it. Well, Shake, look like you up.
Shake, what's up,
man? I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it?
Put you on a screen.
No, I'm just asking.
Hold on. Put me on a big screen.
Yeah.
And if I your face, bitch. Look at this big face. Oh, God.
If I fudge it up, we can start it over. Yo, what it do, tribe? Welcome to another episode of Sophisticatedly Ratchet. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that follow button. Yeah. Make sure you follow us on all the platforms. You can hear us on IG at So Ratchet Podcast, on TikTok at So Ratchet Podcast.
Don't give up.
At YouTube on So Ratchet Space Podcast, or even on Twitter X. At So Ratchet Pod. Make sure you make sure you listen to us everywhere that you hear podcast streaming. We're available on everything. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Last but not least, what's the other one?
Spotify.
iHeartRadio. Shopify.
Yes, what else we do? We go live.
Tell them about the live.
We go live every Wednesday. Every first Wednesday, we go live. Make sure you tune in. Gentlemen,
all right.
I'm good.
You did great.
I'm here. That was the best you had. Yeah,
That was trash.
No, it was good. Did you say we can hear us?
First time.
You said we can hear you, but then you gave the social media platforms. What did you right?
Yeah. I like the Shake. I think the listeners are going to get the message. Good job, bro.
Yeah, they got it. They know.
They're going to think you don't work here. They're going to be like, how is this part of it?
Fire that nigga. You are fired.
God damn. Give me the script. Somebody inbox me the script.
We can all create our own scripts. It doesn't have to sound like each other.
Yo, we all know what the next portion of this episode is. All right. Mm-hmm. Most people get congested and they don't know why they're congested because they ain't got clearness inside of them. Mm-hmm. All right. Ooh. The best way to get clear is to release these chakras. All right. And my good friend TJ is going, oh, it just turned colors. It's about to happen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Prepare yourself.
Okay. Wait a minute.
It's gonna be a great ass day. I won't accept nothing else. Nothing bad will enter my day. Mm-hmm. Say that shit like you mean it. Okay. Howl it. No bad days.
No bad day.
Tribe, take a nice deep breath in and out. Let it go. Whatever it is that doesn't serve you this week, let it go. You are at choice to have a good day today and every day. Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to a new chakra or a chakra that you've heard before because you've been listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. It's the heart chakra, represented by the color green. If you're not watching us on YouTube, hop on over to YouTube at So Ratchet Space Podcast, where you can see our beautiful and handsome faces. The green chakra is represented, or the heart chakra represented by the color green, is responsible for our energetic center, unconditional love, compassion, kindness, and forgiveness, not just for others, but for yourself. Like, what have you been like not forgiving of yourself of? Did this even sound right? Sometimes we're hard on ourselves. Like, we get to forgive ourselves. Sometimes we're not compassionate to ourselves. Sometimes we don't give ourselves unconditional love. So I want you to remember that you get to give yourself all those things and be open to receiving that and also giving that to other people. Okay. Receiving it from others and giving it to other people as well.
Wait, question. What if you're doing bad? Like, can you make bad loving? Like, let's say if I was robbing you, but do I say to myself, like, I'm doing this because I love myself because I deserve more money? Like, can I use it as an excuse, or is it like, should I only... Does it manifest only from love, or do I have to find a way to love myself even if I'm doing bad shit?
You know what? That's like a guru question. Like, am I the guru? No, that's for yourself. That's a question for yourself. So sit with yourself and think about that. Like, if you're doing something bad, you've titled it as bad. Why do you feel like you should be blessed from something bad? Just question everything is what I want to tell you, tribe. You don't need any outside voices to come in. You sit with yourself and think about things, you know? So
thank you, guru.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Some affirmations that I want to share with you guys are, I find love everywhere I go. Mm. I deserve love and being loved. I love myself to the fullest. I'm surrounded by love. I attract good, loving, kind people into my life. I am ready and open to receiving love and blessings. And my natural loving nature attracts love to me like a magnet. I like that one. I'm going to just push myself to be just love and a magnet. And all I can attract is love. You know those magnets that repel everything? I don't want to be that one. I want to be the one that only attracts love. Anything else that's not love, I want it to just go away from me. And we're at choice. So if you haven't taken any time for yourself this week, tribe, it's the middle of the week. Happy hump day. Let's take some time for ourselves, okay? Focus on any of those affirmations that resonate with you. And we're going to take a nice deep breath in. Hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Drop your shoulders down and relax. Get all that love, tribe. No bad days.
No bad days. Ooh. All right, that was good. I went a full weekend at Bernie's for you. You said relax. I just let the spirit take me.
Drop the shoulder.
Yo, it's funny you said that, TJ. Like, one of the affirmations hit me when you said, I find love everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. That hit me because last week I was walking my dog and I was in a rush. And he was taking mad long to go use the bathroom, so I got to walk the whole development. And I felt myself pulling him, and then I stopped. And I took a minute to slow down.
and it was mad butterflies in this like this area where I was, and I stopped, and it was mad butterflies, and it was mad beautiful. I was like, damn, I was too much in a rush. I had to stop and appreciate outside. You know, it was too. I was too focused on completing the task and not focused on the environment that I was in. You know, and that line, that affirmation, it hit me just now when you said that. So thanks for reminding me of that.
Beautiful. That was for you, King. That was specifically just for you.
I'm mad about that.
Open up your heart chakra, Chad.
All right, you got your fingers ready, Flash?
Flash, get your finger ready.
Are you queued up? Are you queued up, Flash? Put the weed ready, down. Flash. Put the drugs down.
It's not about my fingers. It's about my eyes. My eyes, I got to find shit with my eyes.
All right, well, look at me. Look at me. All right, so now we're going to do our next favorite segment. For those who don't know, it's Shake's Word of the Week. Word of the Week.
Word of the Week.
Word of the Week.
Word of the Week. Flash.
Yo, you suck. You suck.
Flash.
You suck.
The nigga didn't even put the fingers down properly. That nigga, how you do one and a half with your fingers? How you do one and a half with your fingers, bro?
Is it playing, Flash? Is it playing?
Yes.
It played.
It was.
Yes.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it, Flash. I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
Well, then that's not my problem because I had the women dancing.
I heard it. I was hearing it.
You got to be a real one to hear the music.
All right. You ready? You ready to do it one more time, Flash? Can you turn it up just a little bit? You ready? All right. Here we go. Y'all ready? Go ahead, Mash. Yeah, introduce it one more time, bro.
Let him play the music first. Yeah. Let him play the music.
You want to make sure his hearing works.
Every episode, he wants a do-over.
Word of the week. Word of the week.
Word of the week. Okay, TJ, full commit. I like it.
That's what
we're going to
do.
I like it.
That's it? That's the shit we just going to do? Can we
I'm with the shits. Come on.
All right, Flash.
Damn
one more time. Mash, introduce it and Flash,
oh
you play.
Oh, my gosh. Right? Nigga.
TJ, right. You sound like do that every time.
This is for the video,
how many times are you going to drop the bomb?
Drop a bomb, Flash.
Come on, bro.
We need it for the video.
Same shit over and over and over again.
This nigga wants to dance with him. This is not a concert, nigga. You're not your little.
All right. So, Tribe, as we can move on to our next segment of the podcast, everybody's favorite portion of the podcast, Flash, please hit the button.
Oh, gosh.
Word of the week. Keep that energy, TJ. Keep that energy. TJ, come on. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy Shake. It's your boy Shake, and I'm here to introduce you to today's word of the week. All right. So today's word of the week is ephemeral. Ephemeral, my fault.
Ephemeral. Okay.
It's an adjective, and it's spelled E-P-H-E-M-E-R-A-L, okay? Ephemeral, all right? And the word means lasting for a very short time, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put it into a sentence for all of you for your better understanding of the word, all right? So, Shorty was mad at me because sex was ephemeral. I told her, yo, I got mine. You should have got yours. All right? Mm. Ephemeral.
Okay. Ephemeral.
I like it.
Ephemeral. Okay.
All right. So we got it.
I got one. These hoes are ephemeral.
Doo-doo-doo.
That's all I got.
I'll take it.
It was short and sweet.
Very short.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
TJ don't like my sentence. Oh, God. All right. Give me a better one, TJ. What you got?
Let's go cut it.
I like when we have short segments to the word of the week. Ephemeral segments
on,
to the word
together.
Of the week.
Get it together.
Okay, there we go. That was good.
How about another one? Yo, I was stressed out, so I decided to take an ephemeral walk.
Good job.
Ephemeral. That worked.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I like that one, but go ahead.
Sometimes you need an ephemeral break to just
exactly
recenter yourself.
I mean, when most times when I go on vacation is always too ephemeral.
It's too ephemeral.
Okay.
Too ephemeral.
Reason, I got to say a sentence now.
Go ahead, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Money appears to be very ephemeral around here.
That's a fact.
Okay. I repeat that in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want that in my life.
You the one in the final showdown.
Yes.
Let's go. I like TJ's the most.
Let's go.
I like TJ's.
Yeah.
Y'all is haters. Y'all is haters. All right. Big screen for this guy. Come on.
Gang.
Big screen energy.
Hey, Tribe. So in today's episode, we present to you another installment of our SR Book Club. Okay. Gang. And in this episode, we're continuing the conversation about the way of the superior man. And
talk about it.
If you listen to our last episode, which we know you did,
Yeah.
You know, we ended the episode on quotable moments. Well, you know what? Let's take a second and slow down. Let me tell you about the book. All right. So Way of the Superior Man is a book that's written by a gentleman by the name of David Deida. Right. And in this book, David discusses in great detail the best approach to be the best type of man you could possibly be. And verbatim, he basically talks about expresses the most critical issues in men's lives, from career and family to women, intimacy, love, and spirituality. And it offers a practical guide for living a masculine life of integrity, authenticity, and freedom. Right. A couple of summary points, because I skipped these last time. The book is a guide for a specific kind of newly evolved man. This is a man that is unabashedly masculine. He's powerful, confident, and direct, living his chosen way of life, deep with integrity and humor. He is sensitive, spontaneous, spiritually alive, with a heart of commitment to discovering his and living his deepest truth. This kind of man is totally turned on by the feminine. He loves to take his woman sexually to ravish her, but not in some old style macho fashion. Rather, he wants to ravish her with so much love that she is vanished. They both vanish in the full of loving itself. All right. Now that you got the subtext about what the book is about, right? There are quotable moments inside of the book. Now, I took a lot of jewels from this book. I recommend that every man read this book. This book has changed my life. I read this book yearly. I recommend it to all my man friends. All right. I want us all to shine and great and be great. Be greater, right? So this book would actually, I think it could help.
Are we recommending it to women too?
Well, no, you're right. Definitely.
We get to hear what y'all think.
You're 100% right. My knee-jerk reaction is to feed it to the fellas, though. You're right. But the ladies, they could definitely eat from this book as well. Mm-hmm. In the last episode, we talked about the gems that we received from the book. But now in this episode, I want to talk more about quotable moments from the book specifically. And I want to know if you all agree or disagree with the author's statements, right? So I'm going to read the quote, give you a brief synopsis of what the quote means, and then you give me your feedback on how you feel about it. All right? Tribe, this is also for you. Please feel free to jump into our DM. We would love to hear your thoughts on these topics. We would love to hear your feedback. And we'll put it out there if it's funny. If it's not funny, if it's thoughtful, even if it's, we just put it out there, gang. We all try. We love you. All right. So first question I want to put out there to you all. Well, not question. Quotable moment is, enjoy your friend's criticism, right? The author says, about once a week, you should sit down with your closest men friends and discuss what you're doing in real life and what you're afraid of doing. The conversation should be short and simple. You should state where you're at. Then your friends should give you a behavioral experiment, something you can do that reveals something to you or grant you more freedom in your life. Your close men friends should be willing to challenge your mediocrity by suggesting a concrete action for you to perform that will pop you out of your rut, one way or another. And you must be willing to offer to them your brutal honesty in the same way, if you all are to grow. Good friends should not tolerate mediocrity in one another. Close friends who themselves are living on the edge, face their fears, and living just beyond them. So that's the author's statement. How do you all feel about that? What do you think about that? Rapid fire. Anyone's allowed to go.
I'm going first.
I agree with the author. I think it's important that you surround yourself with friends that are going to give you constructive criticism. I call it feedback for you to better yourself. And what he said, you should be checking in and saying what's going well and what you could do better. Is that what you said, Mash?
You should challenge your mediocrity, right? Yeah, provide concrete plans of action. You mean in terms of?
He asked three questions. It's like you ask them, you know, like, what am I doing well? What could I be doing better? Or something like that. You said some questions in the beginning.
It says the conversation should be short and sweet. You should state where you're at. Then your friend should give you a behavioral experiment, something you can do that will reveal something to you or grant more freedom in your life.
So, TJ,
is that what you're referring to?
You want to start from scratch with your statement?
Right? No.
Maybe we could. Okay.
No, I'm actually good. I agree. I think I like that, but I thought it was like more of a question, like, you know, every week, mm-hmm. you know, like checking in with your friends. What can you be doing better? Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we do that here on the podcast too, you know, mm-hmm. when we're challenging each other, when we do our mental health check-in. I think that this is something that men should do and women should do. So I love this. Thanks. I love that.
I don't think that it's a lot like the mental health check-in that we do because, you know, Tribe, just a heads up, before we do an episode every day, we check in with each other. We let each other know how we feeling and, you know, how we're how our week is going. This is more of a, I'm telling you what my issues are and you, like, giving me feedback as far as how I can improve. You know what I'm saying? We don't really talk about how we can improve. We talk more about, and I'm not saying we don't at all, but that's not the focus. The focus for us is to, like, make sure we're in a good place to be recording and also make sure that we're in a good place, period, as friends. But to go to a person specifically and then ask them for, hey, you know, what do you think I'm lacking in right now? You have to be willing to accept that criticism. You have to be willing to accept the fact that your friend is going to be like, yeah, you're not good. You weren't good in that situation right there. You're not going to have somebody just agree with you. It's going to be somebody who challenges you. And this is what he's saying specifically. You find somebody who's going to challenge you, and then you have to be willing to accept the challenge. Now, one thing he also did say was that if you find offense to it, you know, maybe you did. He said that maybe your daddy wasn't around to train you right, because, you know, you shouldn't be taking offense to your friends giving you constructive criticism. I don't know if I agree with that, because some people I feel like just don't take criticism well. I don't think it's because, you know, their father wasn't around, but that's what the author said. He thinks, you know, if you can't accept criticism, it's because you weren't raised right as a man.
I don't feel like he wasn't raised right as a man, but I think there's emotional intelligence and maturity that mm-hmm. comes with receiving, you know, constructive criticism or feedback. Because when there's some people that will just break you down, and that's not constructive, or saying you did mm-hmm. this wrong, but not telling you how you could do better. So it's nothing constructive exactly. about it. It's more like nagging exactly. or, you yeah. know, like, you know, attacking. So mm-hmm. if you don't take that well, that means that you, I don't feel like it has anything to do with how you were raised. It just means that you don't have the emotional maturity or intelligence to see how this is something that you could work on for yourself.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it also depends on age too, because I feel like when you're younger, it's harder to accept that type of criticism. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, you know, it's a lot easier for you to accept criticism. I mean, not for everybody, but for some people.
As you get older, I don't think it's an age. Was that what it's like for you?
yeah. I feel like when I was younger, I used to get angry a lot more. Mm-hmm. People used to say things to me that used to upset me. And I also was embarrassed by things a lot more easily when I was younger. And things like, as you get older, you stop giving a fuck about those things. Those things don't embarrass you anymore. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Real shit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll say, like, I believe in a lot of, or certain parts of that. For me, I feel like it's very important that you continue to remain coachable in your life. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you just listen to any and everybody. It just means that you understand the level of the things that you don't know. And if you're going to ever get better at something or kind of evolve in a craft, you need to be coachable. I think that's like the first like form of what the hell did we just call it? Criticism. Criticism to mm-hmm. a certain degree. It's like somebody trying to coach you through something or whatnot. And you have to understand like, hey, yeah, I'm not always the best at things. I think when it applies to friends, I think it's interesting because number one, I have to define what a friend is first for me, because you don't just want to take criticism from anywhere. That's very dangerous in my mind. So mm-hmm. I have to have a good enough eye at who this person is and the effect that I allow them to have on my life to be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I can't take criticism from you. Or maybe I see things in you that I like. And because I like those characteristics, I can take criticism, especially in those things that maybe you're just more knowledgeable in or whatnot, you know? So, I feel like that's how my friends grow me. I can take criticism from my friends because they grow me in directions that maybe I see certain things in them where it's like, yo, I really enjoy that about this, you know, this friend. And knowing how their outlook on life, I guess based on like how I also give them, you know, what I'm doing in my life is important to me. And I also know like me telling my friends certain shit is me putting my word out there. So yeah, if I say I'm trying to do something, I like that my friends kind of keep me, you know, to that. You know, we kind of do some of that on this podcast as far as, what is it, TJ's buy wins or whatever the case is.
Accountability.
You know,
have to, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like when, yeah, so when you say those things as far as like, yo, this is what I'm going to do. I like having friends who are going to ask me and just check in, like say, hey, did you do that? How are you doing with that? Because number one, this is going to confirm that they're still my fucking friends and shit, just to be honest. Mm-hmm. They care about my growth. And the last thing I'll even say about that is I want to make sure my friends are not the type of friends where it's like, you know, I can't do better than them or they can't do better than me type of shit. It should be like mm-hmm. you have your own persona and your own goals that you're trying to meet. And I want to see you reach your highest potential, not the potential that I see you, you know, as far as like what I think you should be doing, but just what do you see yourself doing? And if I support you and I like what you do, I want to grow you, you know, in that way. So yeah, that's my definition on that.
How about you, Mo?
So I agree with the author in regards to enjoyed your friend's criticism. I think in the grand scheme of things, nobody really wants to be criticized, right? But if it's mm-hmm. coming from your friend is coming from, I look at it as your friend is coming from a place of love, right? Oftentimes, we may not be cognizant of things that we do or that we're not doing. You understand what I'm saying? So if they're bringing it to the forefront and that's your friend, I don't take it as a negative criticism. You know, you take it to work mm-hmm. on whatever they're telling you to work on, you know what I mean? And you do that. But like I said, if it's your friend, it should be coming from a positive place. So you're not taking it, you know, you're taking it. They want to see you do better. They're your friend. You want your friend to do better as well. So, you know, you just gotta be open to it. And I think because it's criticism, it's hard for people to be open to it because you feel like, oh my, you know, something I did wrong or I'm not, or, you know, like I'm not doing it right. You know, so it's hard to take that because we look at it as a negative thing oftentimes. So, but mm-hmm. I disagree with, you said the part about, he said because your father wasn't involved.
That's what he said.
Allegedly.
No, that's what he said.
Okay.
Well, I remember that shit verbatim.
Shake back.
I'm sitting there. I'm listening to this shit like my dad wasn't around.
I kind of come out for like the last question.
Yo, the book.
Well, that's what he said that the author said.
That's what he said that the author said.
Yeah, I missed that part.
So I'm saying I don't necessarily agree with that part of what the author said, if that's what he has said allegedly.
Got you.
I mean, there has to be my fault, Bash. I mean, there has to be some reason for the lack of growth in what TJ said as far as emotional intelligence. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know how my emotional intelligence grows. I feel like it's just like, it's me just knowing people a little better as I get older and shit, and understanding people a little better as I get older is how I grow in emotional intelligence. But some people lack that growth in emotional intelligence. And the question is why? So maybe he is answering a question that we just don't really understand why people don't have that growth. You know what I mean? But it's I don't necessarily agree with it because I don't like see it. You know what I'm saying? In everybody, but who hasn't had a dad around. But to be honest with you, you don't know. I mean, maybe he had a real big study group where he was able to figure these things out. But I don't know.
I just wanted to add one thing before you go, Mash. I'm sorry. I was going to just say that, you know, sometimes we do need to see what we look like. And so when people are giving you feedback, it's an opportunity to kind of see how people are perceiving you. And correct. It's not to say that it's always accurate. It may not be exactly how you feel, but mm-hmm. this is the truth of how you're being perceived by others. And so we do need to take some of that into account. Mm-hmm. But I also want to say for, you know, some tribe members that sometimes people are, you know, giving you constructive feedback that may not really specifically relate to you. And so you have to use your discernment to see what you want to receive and what you don't want to receive, you know? But just always know that if this is their perception of you, some part of you is showing up in this way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially if, you know, multiple people are saying something about you. And I'm completely
correct.
I see why you like going last, TJ. Well, once you go last,
you get everybody's perspectives, shit, right? Yeah.
Right before you went, you mentioned perception, right? And that is such a big deal. But there were so many good things that everybody said. This statement from the author resonates with me tremendously. And I say it resonates with me specifically because I have a clear distinction between friends and associates. Ooh. Right? My friends are people that I put expectations on. Right? And I value those people. So having good male friends, or as he said, friends who are living on the edge, facing their fears, living just beyond them. Like, you know, having friends like that forces me to always be living on the edge and doing those things to push myself to be greater. You know, like that, that's why you have to be open to the criticism of those friends, because you know that they have good intentions for you. And criticism does not always have to be a negative thing. Criticism are just critiques. They can be positive. They can be negative. It's just criticism. It's from someone who's sharing their perspective on whatever you ask them about. So you got to be open to receive and process that information. You know, I think that's super important. Flash, you said stay coachable. Bro, that's a part of life. Like, if you're not coachable in life, you're going to fail, because life is always changing. We're always changing. We're always growing. So we got to, we have to change. We have to adapt. We have to be coachable. We have to. It's a part of nature. Mm-hmm. Before we started this podcast, we were talking about the animal world and how it's so fucking dangerous. Like, there's no apology from Mother Nature. It just happens. Mm-hmm. So in this world that we live in, you got to be able to adapt. You have to be able to adjust. You have to be coachable. Friends. Oh, somebody said something fire and I wrote it down. When you say things to your friends and they give you critiques, the feedback that you get from them holds you accountable, right? So it makes it real to you. Like, because I said it to Flash, and I know that if I say it to Flash, he going to ask me about it later. So it makes it real. My friends do that for me in that kind of way. They keep me moving forward because they make my words turn into real actions with their influence. So, yeah, I agree with the author 100%, and everybody's feedback was great just now. Thank you so much, Trav. The next quotable moment that I would like to touch bases on.
Oh gosh.
It said, don't suggest that a woman fix her own emotional problems. I'm gonna say it again for the people in the back. Don't suggest
some people didn't pay tickets, so they
that a woman fix her own emotional problems. Don't suggest that a woman fix her own emotional problems.
All right.
Hold on, shake.
The context.
I'm going to give you more.
Yeah. Nosebleeds.
One of the deepest feminine desires in intimacy, though not in business or simple friendship, is to be able to relax and surrender, knowing that her man is taking care of everything. That's one. Okay. She can be pure energy, pure emotion, pure love without having to analyze all the options and decide which one is best. She can enjoy her man taking responsibility for the direction, so she can be what the feminine is, pure energy. Thoughts drop. Do we agree or disagree with this quotable moment?
Can you repeat it one more time?
Just repeat the quotable moment. Let me do it.
I ain't touching that to the women say so. Okay. All right,
I'm gonna read it again for the niggas in the back.
Put them on the boom mic.
All right. So I'm gonna say it again. Don't suggest that a woman fix her own emotional problems. One of the deepest feminine desires in intimacy, though not in business or simple friendship, is to be able to relax and surrender, knowing that her man is taking care of everything. She could be pure energy, pure emotion, pure love, without having to analyze all the options and decide which are the best. She can enjoy her man taking responsibility for the direction, so she can be what the feminine is, pure energy. Do we agree or disagree with the author?
No, what's the name question?
This is just a quotable moment, and I want to know if you agree or disagree. Yeah.
I'm half. We could use our burner question cards, but
I'm trying to understand the author when he's saying, as if, you know, when a man is handling things, we are more relaxed and more in our feminine. Yes, I get that. I'm also looking at the perspective when it says the woman shouldn't deal with her own emotional problems. Well, yeah, we should, and also a professional should, deal with both a male and a female emotional problem. Because I don't, you know, oftentimes a man may not be able to fix our emotional problems, and a woman may not be able to fix a man's emotional problems. However, a professional may be able to, you know, fix that problem. But in the context of, you know, us surrendering or feeling safe when we don't feel that pressure of the man is handling things, I don't want to say sexual form because we in the intimacy. As far as being intimate, I would say yes, I agree with that. But I also feel like we can, you know, or people can kind of, you know, what your emotions are and what you have to work on for not work on. But to fix it, I don't know if we can fix our emotional problem without outside help. That's just my opinion.
Okay. So it says, don't suggest that a woman fix her own emotional problems. And I disagree with this. I agree with the way that he put it in the context, like Mo mentioned, like how a man should, you know, be doing everything so that I could just be in my feminine and just exist to support him and to support us and give love and nurture. Like, I would love that. But I do feel like it's not a gender thing, just like the cooking from the last episode. I feel like this is just a people thing. And I think that everyone should be responsible for their own emotional intelligence, understanding, maturity, problems. Because if you don't see it as a problem first, you're not going to be able to fix it. I disagree with him. I think because he said, TJ, don't suggest that a woman fix her own problems. I don't think he should suggest that she fix her own. Wait,
what? He's saying to me as the reader, don't suggest that a woman fix her own emotional problems.
I think women should be able to fix their own. You have to see that it's a problem first.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Same thing for a man. I don't think it's a gender thing. I feel like you need to see that there's a problem and you have to fix it first. Right?
Gotcha.
No one else should be suggesting that you don't fix your problems. Let me fix your emotional problems. No. I need to know that there's a problem first. Because if you see it as a problem and I don't see it as a problem, there's no way I can change. Gotcha. Does that make sense? So...
Mash, you picked the quote. I kind of want to hear what why you picked that quote.
So I chose
to give me a better understanding of where you at with it.
So I chose this quote because I think, in my experiences, I used to think that women should just get over their problem. Like, you're being too emotional, you're being too sensitive, you know, you're being too. And I thought that because that was the case, there was something wrong. Right. So I had to learn to stop suggesting that she stop being sensitive or stop suggesting that she stop being so emotional, you know, stop suggesting that she does that. She stops overreacting for things. Like, that's what I got from it. Right. Mm-hmm. So don't suggest that a woman fix her own emotional problems. That's not helpful to suggest that you fix it when it's happening. Like, so that's why I chose that for me specifically.
Yo, so because there was a whole other episode there was a whole other chapter that I referred to when I first heard the part that you said, and it was that, you know, your woman is not a liar. And I hope I'm not jumping ahead. He said that, you know, your woman is not a liar. She speaks emotionally. Sometimes she may say things from an emotional point of view, and she may be saying things in the moment, and it's not necessarily because, you know, this is what she thinks, but this is how she feels at the moment. The next time she says something, it could sound like it's contrary to what she said before. So when I hear what you said, it feels like you just need to be more gentle about telling women about their emotional issues. Sometimes the emotions are a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not that, you know, it's not for you to suggest her to fix it, but for her to be aware of it, you need to let her know about it. Like, this is affecting me in this way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wish you wouldn't do that. But, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't make her fix herself. But I think you have to make the woman aware of something that's making you uncomfortable or making or putting a strain on a relationship. Because if you don't open your mouth about it, you know, you're just going to just continue dealing with it. And you're going to be unhappy. So I feel like it's just being more gentle about how you bring these subjects up to your woman.
So and Shake, I just want to... Sorry.
I just wanted to know, like, so that means you agree or disagree with the author?
I agree to a certain degree. I agree to a certain degree, if that's what he meant. But I guess I got what I got from it. I can't really say if I agree or disagree. I'm going to call it sophisticatedly ratchet, sir.
What were you going to say, TJ?
No, I was just going to say, I wanted to add to what Shake was saying. You know, like, if it's causing a strain in a relationship, if it's doing something that's affecting you. But sometimes, you know, some people have self-sabotaging behaviors that they do to themselves. And it's important that you check that when you're in a relationship with someone that's doing that too. You know what I'm saying? So I do think it's important that you let them know, like, this is, these are the things that you're doing, and, you know, but they have to be aware of it so that they can fix it for themselves. So I disagree. I still disagree with the author in that sense. Like, people need to be accountable to fix things for themselves. And as a partner, if it's affecting us, if it's affecting you, if it's affecting me, and you see it as my partner, I need to be aware of it so I can fix it for myself. The person has to be aware so that they can fix it for themselves.
What are your thoughts, Flash?
I'm like Shake. I'm 50-50 on this a little bit too. When I think about how I have to kind of navigate a woman's feelings, I don't think that was something I always used to do in the past, especially. Yes, it's, and I'm speaking from a guy who likes to tap into his more masculine nature, who's probably dealt with a plethora of women. Some of them are ephemeral in nature, you know, but and then some of them are longer natured relationships or whatnot. I do
that's a stretch,
feel,
but I'll take it.
I mean, it makes sense. So you can go check that.
I said I'll take it.
You got your thing.
Yeah, bro. Keep going.
I know. What's it called though? I feel like I can't tell women, especially right now, I can't tell women how to navigate their feelings, even if I disagree with their feelings. I think even using the term fix to a certain degree kind of, devalue somebody's
problem.
You know, I don't want to say their existence, but their problem, right?
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Because there are certain things that we just have to navigate when we're trying to get to better spaces emotionally. And part of that, what this means to me sometimes is I'm not going to suggest that she necessarily fixes her emotional problems, but if I'm aware of maybe certain boundaries of mine and how either she needs to be able to talk to me or how we need to kind of constructively get through problems, and even if the way that we solve them, I don't necessarily agree with some of the things that she either may do in her mannerisms or her words or whatever the case is, I think it's important that I set certain boundaries that let her know, like, yeah, there's certain things that I won't let you do from your emotional standpoint. I'm not saying all women are emotional. I'm just saying maybe the more feminine women who I deal with and a trend that I've seen. But yeah, maybe there's just certain ways to let her still get off her either problem with something, what she feels like, you know, explaining to you and this, that, and the third, and being, I guess, open to not only her criticism, which is super important, but I find it hard to criticize women without them sometimes reacting in a way that doesn't benefit any one of us. So I said it to say, like, I try to be, if there's a way I can teach, I don't even want to say teach her, if there's a way I can show
deliver
her
it.
How,
okay.
Or yeah, deliver or show her even how I want to be treated, how I want to be talked to, how I want to solve problems, especially if I have a way that might work without the sometimes the hoorah and shit that you might get in relationships. I feel like there are suggestive ways, yes, that you can navigate a woman's emotions and not tell her necessarily, like, hey, you know, you being a bitch right now, or you know, you being emotional. Right. Whatever the hell you want to call it. There's
whatever your
ways
trigger
to
word is.
That.
Whatever your trigger word is, avoid the trigger word. Avoid the trigger word the best you can, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, go ahead, TJ.
My little finger is up.
I see it.
And I want to give the tribe some, maybe I guess it's a tip or a suggestion. And the first thing, and this is something that I've learned over the years with me doing self-help workshops and reading the books and stuff, is to ask, are you open to feedback? That's number one. Like, are you open to feedback? Is the first question that you should ask? Because some people are just not open and they're not ready and they don't want to hear shit. And that gives them an opportunity. Because if they say yes, then you say, okay, well, then you can bring up what it is that you're saying. And they know that it's not a criticism. It's not anything negative. It's feedback and it's positive, you know? And I want you to just be open to it. So it opens the door. And then you have to be very mindful of the way that you deliver it. Because a lot of women don't like the word, you just being so emotional, or you nagging me, or whatever, right? Like, so you have to be very mindful of your delivery, and that's the words, it's the tone, it's the energy that comes behind it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make you better. I want to make sure that you see what I see. And also, I want you to see the things that, you know, maybe you're not seeing at all. Because there's sometimes, like, you don't even know that this is how you showing up, you know? So.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I was going to say, delivery is everything. I definitely agree with that. And it's how you say it. We always say it's not what you say, it's how you say it, which is true, because anybody can, you can take in and acknowledge something somebody's saying by the way that they deliver it to you. You know what I mean? So I definitely agree with that. And like you said, you don't know. So you may not know. So everybody's not cognizant of everything. That's why it's a conversation. You know what I mean? And then that will allow the person to be like, wow, I didn't realize that. Or now let me go back and work on these things that you have brought to my attention. So
yeah, that's a good gym. Definitely. Thanks for giving it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fact.
All right. Everybody complete on this one?
Can we get our burner question cards? Everybody get the burner question cards, because I like the game. You know, I love games. Burner questions are signature to the SR podcast, where we actually say yes, no, or sophisticatedly ratchet. And we have cards in Tribe. If you want a card, slide in our DM, slide in our comments. You could say sophisticatedly ratchet to that question. You could say yes or no. And then can I do a 2020 twin real quick?
Might as well.
Oh, shit.
You Tribe, hit the like button right now. Hit the follow button right now. Hit the subscribe button right now if you're watching us on YouTube. We are the Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast, and you're listening because you code switch. You sophisticated, but you got a little ratchet side to you too, and you get to define what ratchet means to you.
It's not little.
We drop new episodes every Wednesday. Thank you for listening this Wednesday. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon has podcasts, and we're also on social media. Check us out on IG as So Ratchet Podcast. We're on TikTok at So Ratchet Podcast. We're on Twitter at So Ratchet Podcast. On So Ratchet Pod. On what was I going to say? Which is the
other? Threads. You got it.
So Ratchet Podcast on Threads, Tribe. If y'all not on Threads, we on Threads. We're on Facebook and on YouTube, where you can see our beautiful and handsome faces. Tribe, I get this question all the time. How can you see us? Every episode is on YouTube, where you can see us. You can throw us on your TV. You can ask Alexa.
On the big screen.
Yes. You can ask Alexa to play the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast, and she will play it. And you can tell her the most recent episode, and she will play it for you as well. So check us out and hit the like button right now, right now. Hit the follow button right now, right now. The subscribe button right now. And share us with a friend. We thank you.
Yeah, facts. Yo, you know what? One thing I want to say too, y'all. Yo, Tribe, leave us some reviews
on
iTunes and Spotify. Like, you know, they help. They help us be seen, and in more spaces as well. So please, like, drop them Spotify reviews, drop them iTunes reviews, you know what I'm saying? And let us know maybe some of the gems that you've heard from episodes that you like. We love y'all. So, you know, we appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Yeah. Feedback, ladies and gentlemen. Feedback.
I think Mash mentioned that in the beginning of the episode, like slide in our DMs, but you can slide in the comments section. Just start typing whatever you think as it comes up, and we're going to be combing through the comment section to answer you back. All right, Tribe?
Thanks. Go ahead, Flash. I got a finger up, TJ. You see my finger? Yo, also, Tribe, if y'all got books that y'all are interested in too, and that you would want us to do an episode on, maybe there are certain gems or quotables in that book or lessons that you think, you know, you want to share with other Tribe members, please slide us those books as well. You know, I'd love to hear them.
Add it to the book club. Sophisticatedly Ratchet Book Club.
All right. All right.
Let me get my burner question cards.
Yeah, that's soulratchetpodcast@gmail.com or slide in the DMs. Whichever way you want to get freaky.
Get freaky with you.
Yo, do they still make love songs the way they're supposed to? Wanna get freaky with you. Do they still dance like this?
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow sophisticatedly ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.